back to the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast of Pathfinder 2.0 as we play the Extinction Curse. I'm accompanied by my friends Nathan, Chris, Zach, Marcus, and Elmer. Elmer, I almost forgot your name. Sorry about that. Don't hate me. Last time while we were here, we got introduced to our characters. We learned about the circus. We witnessed, we didn't witness a murder. That's part of the mystery. We fixed some nets, surely making sure someone dies. And we placed some bets. Oh, and we had a gnome juggle poorly and hit a clown in the head. And then was upstaged by a goblin. But it's okay. The gnome turned around and gave a rousing, inspirational speech. So that's where we are now. We're going to settle some bets. But before we get to that, guys, can you go ahead and just tell everyone who you are again?
I'm Nathan, and I'm playing Fidget.
Fidget who?
Fidget.
The gnome? Sorcerer?
No. Juggler? No. Not so.
He has renounced his titles.
Renounced all lands and titles. We got Chris.
Hey, I'm Chris. I play Grimlock Brownbrick, the inventor at the circus, pyrotechnics. I'm a dwarf.
You're the gnome.
You're also a future child murderer, as someone's going to fall.
Don't worry, they have Featherfall, Joe. It's been declared.
Canon, right? Elmer?
What's up? I'm Elmer. I'm playing Akbu, a half-orc monk, and I'm on security detail for the circus.
Doing a bang-up job. We got Zachary.
I am a goblin, and I am a backup clown that is amazing at singing.
And who will have to roll for his singing performances from now on.
We'll see.
And finally, we got Marcus.
I'm Marcus. I'm going to be playing Snap, the Snow Goblin. And I'm going to be performing pretty shortly here soon.
Yeah, you're coming up pretty soon after we have our build-up. So let's hop right into it. When we left off, like I said, we're settling some bets. The build-up was about to show off. And in our left ring, we have Axel and the amazing Aviary. And in our rightmost ring, we'll have the Dwarven Throwers. Now, Grimlock, we placed a bet, and the timeline was a little wonky. So we're going to say that the bet is about the Dwarven Throwers. We're going to say, okay, so I think you're 1 gold that at least 3 dwarves fall down.
Easy money. Dwarves are strong, like me. You got it.
All right. Well, we'll find out soon enough. Here we go. All right. And like I said before, the circus is based off of excitement and anticipation. You want to match your anticipation and excitement. Your anticipation started at a 15. It's still at a 15. And your excitement started at a 0. For every successful check, you gain 1 excitement. And you can attempt a check 3 times. You can also send in the clown twice. If you send in the clown, you're going to increase whatever happens, either a critical failure to a failure, or a failure to a success. You cannot send them in for a success to bring it to a critical success. To critically succeed the circus, you guys need to match your anticipation and expectation perfectly. Just to succeed it, you just need to have the expectation pass the anticipation. I know that's weird, but it's really
hard to do. It's better to hit the anticipation and it's not as good to go over it. Okay.
Correct. Yes, I know it sounds counterproductive.
We don't want to give too much, you know?
No, yeah. You want everyone to be on the edge of their seats and then to be thoroughly satisfied.
Yes, at I the believe end. In it.
Yes, mediocrity is key to life.
Uh-oh. All right,
so shut up. Let it happen.
What just happened?
My name is Average Joe. I hate that nickname.
We got a new nickname for Joe.
Who has ever called Joe Lord's Joe.
The voice in his head calls him that.
Oh my god! I didn't know today is going to be so self-deprecating.
All right, okay, let's go.
Dormitors. All right, so you guys have to roll. I'm not going to roll. It's you guys going to roll. So
roll for your people, Chris.
Because Fidget. Well, I think Fidget should roll for Axel.
Okay.
Because you did such a great job. In fact, you did such a good job at pumping him up. He's going to roll with a +2 to all of his rolls on top of his bonuses.
All right.
Because last week you critically succeeded your inspiration.
Yeah, I know. I vividly remember last week. Okay, let's not bring it up anymore. So I'm rolling. So it's a +2. Do I get any other pluses for Axel?
You get a +7.
+7 total.
Altogether, a +9.
+9. Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to roll. Do you want me to roll now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah,
go ahead. All right, rolling. God, fucking damn it. I got roll a 6 with a +9, which is 15. So I hit it, right? That's right.
15, yeah. So what I'm going to say is Axel comes out with his doves, his magical doves, and he lifts up his cape, and 4 more doves fly out of it. All of them holding little candies, and they all fly over to all the kids and drop them perfectly in their laps. Everyone's loving it. There's a dove that just comes out of his hat out of nowhere with another candy and actually drops it over to the bettors right in front of them.
Great.
So everyone's loving that. So far, that's another excitement that brings you guys up to 2. Chris, you want to roll for your dwarf?
I'm confused why I'm rolling for them, but...
Because they're your people. They're your people. Yeah. And you bet on them, so
they're the homies, bro.
What do I get?
You can choose
bonuses.
Oh, for bonus, you can roll athletics. That's a +10.
Okay, that works. Yeah, sounds good.
Jeez,
I rolled a 4. That's a 14.
Send in the clowns. So
that's the failure. Do you want to send in the clowns?
Oh shit!
Send in the clowns.
Oh shit!
All right, so it's not Nat.
You're the backup.
Applause.
No,
fuck.
So I'm gonna say the dwarven throwers. They might have sipped a little bit too much. They're a little dizzy as they go into the formations of spinning and throwing each other in the air. And one of them starts to like fall off course and not into the arms. And the clown comes over and like tabletops one of the other dwarves, and they land perfectly on top of each other without causing any injuries. But that is going to count as 2 dwarves falling down for you, Chris. 1 dwarf left in your
bet. The show's over, though, right? The act's over? Wrap it up?
You can do it, or you guys can roll again.
Do it.
But with a negative, right?
A -5.
This is... hard decision. Do I
do it for the memory of the dead
lose money, or do I care enough about the circus to try to succeed? I feel like
do it for the grand.
I feel like I give the dwarves the wrap up signal.
just end it. Cut it. they see you and they agree. they notice they had too much, so they cut it. Right. Nathan,
I have a quick question for Zach.
Yes.
For Naz.
Yes.
Because you're a backup clown, what kind of makeup do you wear?
Yes.
Tell me your routine. What's your clown makeup?
What's my clown makeup? Yeah. My routine?
Yeah.
You know, the usual.
Which is,
you know, depending on my performance. For example, the last performance that I did, it wasn't too heavy. The makeup artist I was working with at the time just didn't go too heavy. That was my recommendations because I was trying to show off my vocals. But my next performance might be a little bit more performative. So I might have to go a little heavy with the makeup this time. I'm thinking a little bit of white and also black on my face.
Are you like, is it like... crying clown, like that. What's that one clown that's like that does all the songs? It's like sad. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, he's like an internet thing
that's like tattooed on people.
No. There's this internet clown that sings songs, but he's like really like has sad makeup on.
That's Ronald McNoddle.
Like, Not Ronald McDonald. Yeah. Not the Burger Clown.
John Wayne Gacy?
I don't know if I've ever been into these, you know, funky dark parts of the internet that you have, Nate. So I have no idea.
I stay off the comments. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
you're not on the subreddit. I think his name is
Bubbles. All right. Sorry to interrupt. But go on. But yeah, continue, Joe. Sorry.
I was asking you if you wanted Axel to.
Yeah. No, I learned my lesson. I'm not involved in any clowns.
No, Axel.
No, you don't have to be involved.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not taking that risk with a -4 or -5. -5, in fact, because I get a -4. No.
Let me just tell you guys. You guys in total right now have 4 excitements.
Okay, great.
You need 15 or more anticipation. All right. You have 4 more performers.
We haven't hit the main event yet.
Fine. See, once again, I got pushed to a corner. I'll do it again.
Well, you kind of created this corner with your initial
match 20. Maybe I should just be Axel and not Fidget anymore. Can I just get that character sheet and not be Fidget?
Yes, you get a +7 to nature rolls, and that's all he has.
better than nature rolls for Fidget. All right.
So that's a 27 minus 5, 22. He performs so well. The birds are just on top of their game. They're working in tandem together. They've lifted up his hat, and inside of his hat is a bunch of chocolates that lands all over the place on one of the things. The kids are going crazy. They love it. They're eating it up, literally. So, because you rolled so well, Fidget, you critically succeeded, which means your excitement and anticipation go up.
Great. Love it.
So you now have 5 excitement, but you need to get to 16 anticipation. Would you like to go again?
No.
Alright. Axel knows he's performed well. Chris, I'm going to give you another chance. Do you want the dwarves to go? Or?
Yes, I do.
Hey.
Okay. So they have some extra liquid courage.
Oof.
Oof. Oof.
Is it -8?
-10.
Wow.
No, it's -5. It's -5.
Plus what?
Though? Oh, because it's their second one. It's their second one.
Yeah.
So it's 19 because he rolled a 9 plus 10, right, for the throwers?
Yep.
And then so -5, so he's fine. That's a 14.
That's 14.
Fail again.
It's a failure. Nothing happened. But you know what you can do?
Take the L.
I could join
them. Take the L. I can join them. Take the L. Don't involve.
There was some really sound advice last week that Fidget gave out, is don't send in the second clown. Unfortunately, Grimlock was not there to hear that. So send in Naz.
Naz, go ahead. Tell me what you do. And be aware, I'm going to make you roll this time.
Fucking lame. Okay, hold on. Let me. I need to grab my my lighter really quick. Give me like 2 seconds.
Was that character Naz or is that Zach?
Zach. Every time the Naz
is falling off,
lights a cigarette. So does that.
Oh, a gold.
That's that real acting. That method acting.
Method.
All right, I got my lighter. So Naz. By the side, the stage, just like by himself, just smoking. So he just, you know, lighter. Then he hears his name. He's like, oh, send in Naz. I'm like, okay. I guess I gotta perform one more time to wow everybody once again. So he gets up, eating his cigarette, ate it, boom, gets out another one. Walking up to the stage. Again, same thing, lights, pitch, black. And nobody knows what's happening. It was, oh my
no
God,
light.
Is this Naz again? Yeah, but there's fire. So
are you relighting all these flames up again yourself?
Apparently.
I love fire. So all he hears is a bunch of whispers and murmurs. Naz, oh my, I think that's Naz again. Well, I wonder what he's going to do. So then, I start breakdancing. Boom, 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 dun, 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 boom, dun, 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 dun. Pump up the jam, and I'm going fucking crazy. I'm just like, what's his name in Hot Chicks? Terry Crews. But like, fucking way better than he could ever be. My shirt's off. I rip it off. I have a bunch of scars on my chest, but you know, nobody even cares about that. They're just enamored with just how well my body's moving like a robot, because I'm not like a robot. They're just blown away. That's it.
Naz, give me a performance.
Can I also roll the perception to see if he is a robot or not?
Yes, you may.
I'm genuinely confused.
Is he really on the moon right now? Because he's walking like
this. I rolled a 17 total.
Something's not right with him.
So he thinks I'm a robot?
Something's a little off.
Okay.
About him as a person.
He's like, what the fuck?
I'll table that and research that for later. I'll do some digging.
You said performance? Right. Performance?
Naz, you need to roll.
Okay, this is a +4.
Let's go. It's happening all over again with this guy.
So, audience,
and you just hear the music in the background. Boom, 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 dun, 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 dun.
Like, where's it coming from? What's happening?
It's from Naz's mouth.
For the audience, he rolled a 17 plus 4, a total 21.
Again, the audience is enamored with this, and they're losing it.
The people are crying.
Naz.
Kids are tugging on their mom's shirt. Mom, who is that? And a mom looks down with a single tear and says, "Honey, that's a hero."
God.
Then once I'm done with my performance, I just immediately just stop out of nowhere, very abrupt, and I light up another cigarette, and it's like casually walk off, put all my clothes again on. You can't see any more scars, and I just kind of then I look at Fidget and I say, "Weak."
Been there. I don't know why you're trying to find me. You don't even know where I am.
Oh,
you still feel it though.
It's the vibe.
Oh, I was.
I'm sure Fidget is crying somewhere. I'm like,
No, she's not crying. She's past that part. you know the stages of grief. She's in the stages of rage.
Oh my.
All right, so the lights come back on magically because we live in a world of magic. And Gremlock and Akbru, you turn around and the betters are gone, but your gold piece is gone as well.
Damn.
Yeah, because technically you guys lost the bet. Because technically you guys did lose the bet.
Yeah.
Akbru didn't bet anything. And I tried to make sure. I asked Gremlock, did he have the cash? He said yes. He says, yeah.
I didn't have the cat.
Go ahead, Grimlock, and minus.
Yeah, he says. He says, send it, bro. All
right. So that's a. You can roll again for them if you want.
No, I'm done. I don't even care anymore. Grimlock walked away.
All right. So now the lights begin to dim again. The curtains open just a little bit. And Snap, it's your turn.
Okay. The lights go back off completely. You see a little shuffling around of little goblins in all black putting together the next scene. And so the center ring is slowly lit magically by fire. And the once dirt covered ring is now looks closer to a forest with a powdery white floor. The edge of the ring is now looks more like a tree line, with the center being clear for all to see. A lone knight wanders out of the forest line and wanders into the center ring, a single ball of light at the tip of his blade. He slowly walks through until a shiver is sent down his spine by a loud screech, cuts through the silence of the circus. A flash of red light swipes past the knight, knocking him onto his back. He stands ready to fight. Another flash forces him to dive forward, losing the grip on his blade. Turning slowly, he finds himself face to face with a demon glowing red, his sword tightly in its mouth. The demon bites the blade in two and dashes so quickly that all you see is a flash of red. Feeling as though he is already in hell, the knight waits to die. Until a spiral of blue and green light smashes into the demon, sending it back. Now, standing in front of the knight is a brilliantly white bear, wielding the power of the Arctic lights in his hands. One blue, one green. And then I'll roll for the performance.
All right. See, Zach, that's how you describe a performance.
Let's see how the fucking crowd reacts, okay?
What do I roll? Is it nature?
Performance.
You can roll nature for yours because you're using an animal.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you roll?
Eat your words.
So I guess I'll send in some backup clowns.
Where'd you roll, though?
For the so others? I finished with a 12, which is unsuccessful. I guess I did 6 plus 6, so 12 total.
Does he get a bonus for the excellent setup?
I wish I could do that.
A plus 3? I mean, you can if you want to.
You could do anything.
I
choose okay. Not to.
You can send Naz back in,
send
too.
In the clowns.
All right, the clowns are coming in. They come in and they pretend to dance around. Because I'm assuming with you rolling like that, like maybe one of your hits aren't exactly where it should be.
Mm.
And so they just distract the crowd just enough for you to reposition. So you're back into your spot.
Okay.
So that's excitement earned. So that's 6 excitement. So you're 16.
Okay.
During all of this, Akbu, because you're patrolling, you're going to see it automatically again. There is a group of audience members who are kind of like you can hear like a little shriek, and you can hear one of them yell, "Snakes! Snakes!" And over here, about midway up, you can see that there are 3 snakes just sitting there. What do you do?
Snakes can sit?
They're doing something. I don't know. What do snakes do?
Yes.
Slither.
They coil.
They slither around.
Sing.
Not everything sings.
Tickle.
So, there they are. Can you see them?
On the map. Oh, I see them. Oh, they're called vipers.
I think I see them, yeah.
All right. So, what do you guys do?
Yes, security guard.
Hakbu's got to handle this snake wrangler commotion. So he's going to head on over, seize the snake, do an ocular pat down real quick. Kind of, visualize the situation, kind of deem what the danger is here. How big are these snakes? These just normal snakes?
Yeah, they're normal.
Normal vipers. Alright,
everyone else can see them too now that I'm assuming Akbu would tell everyone.
Yes. I say, do not panic. I have the situation under control. For the most part, I think. Because I was looking for an animal handling role, but it doesn't look like I got it. So I guess, what would you allow here, Joe, if I wanted to handle it? Athletics?
How are you gonna
dude,
do
I'll fucking
athletics?
Hop around, kind of gymnastics it, kind of put him. Yeah, wrestling. Yeah, totally. Wrestling's athletic.
Wrestling the snakes. All right, go ahead and try to wrestle the snakes.
Sick. Boom. Jeez. 17 plus 6, 23. Let's go.
Of course. This is so ridiculous.
You show that snake who's
all
boss.
Right, so you go big over boss. And you you tell the audience members to stay calm, it's fine. And they're enamored by you. They look at what you're about to do and they're like, oh, is this part of the show? Is this really happening? Are we part of the show? And you nimbly dodge, duck around the snakes, and they're following you with your eyes, and you go and roll over acrobatically and grab one of them and just begin to slither with them, like, all in one motion, and the other two follow you as you bring them outside.
You know, Akbu can just handle these kind of stressful situations.
Yeah.
Was this in the middle of Snap's performance?
Yes, this was in the
middle. Yep.
So this audience turned away from.
Yeah.
Just focus on the snake wrangling.
How many excitement points did I garner here? For my impromptu performance.
No, actually, you do garner
there we go.
Excitement.
Let's go.
Because you handled that in a way without hurting the animals, you increase the excitement by one.
Boom. There we go.
Oh, man. Damn. If Myron saw that, he would have been so proud. Oh, wait.
Damn, dude. That's too soon, bro.
Ooh, rest in peace.
R.I.P. in peace.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
For the audience members disappeared as well, along with snakes.
Back to the void.
All right, so Snap. That happened during your first act. So what's going on now?
Okay. The knight crawls back into the forest, taking his time to run away. The two animals now see each other face to face. One polar bear, shining bright with red and green in each hand, balls of light, and then what looks like a feathered dragon, glowing red. And these two monsters clash several more times, leaving bursts of light every time they hit each other. They meet back up. They see each other. The bear cups his hands over his mouth, lets out a roar, and an icy white beam comes and it chases the demon around, clipping it in its back leg. The demon stands up, lets out a screech like an animal prepared to die. The bear does the same. They each let a war cry out. They charge, and there's an explosion. Should I roll for my last one?
You should roll, and please, Marcus, please succeed. I don't want Naz to come out.
Oh, baby, I'm ready.
I rolled a 15 plus 6, 21.
Minus 5?
16.
16, that's a success. You did it.
Let's go.
The crowd for a second was really interested in the snakes, but then they reminded why they're here and they take a look at the middle ring and you're bringing some of them to tears. It's so beautiful. They're contemplating what their life truly means. And not only are they here for a circus, they're here for a life-changing experience. And you did it. So that's another excitement earned. You guys are at 8 excitement. You're halfway there. Do you want to perform again?
Let it go one more time. Let it ride.
You can let it ride.
Okay. So the explosion happens, and then you see the two monsters' lifeless bodies lay out. The knight comes back in from the forest, limping. He does a slow, meaningful, and emotionally charged interpretive dance.
Roll again.
I just rolled. And I will send in for the backup clowns.
Alright, so Snap went and rolled. He got a 15 minus 10, brings it to a 5, which means that's a critical failure. So Naz, you coming in will bring it up to a failure.
Wait, it won't even bring it up to like above a failure?
The clowns only add a plus 5.
So then I will do a hero point.
Okay, to reroll. You got it.
Because this is my hero moment.
Oh, snap.
Okay. And I will still call him the clown because I rolled a 21, which is an 11 plus the 5 is 16.
Respect. I respect it. All right, Naz, go ahead and go save another performance.
That's what Naz is here for. Okay, so this time Naz was working with a makeup artist, and I look like a mime. So, you know, sparking up my cigarette one more time. Go up on the stage. I'm silent as fuck, and I start miming. I look like I'm moving walls. I look like I'm trapped in a box. Oh my god, how'd I get inside? Then I get out of it. Then I look like I'm climbing ladders and stairs. How is he doing this? And he just keeps on moving around, wowing the audience. What a doctor roll.
Yeah, you got
for a performance. You don't sound too excited, Joe.
Let's go. Let's go.
Can I ask how is he doing this? How is he riding upstairs and ladders?
So, actually, Grimlock, recently you and Naz were working in the back, and you've...
For the audience, I rolled a
21.
What is that? 21.
Again, you rolled 21 again. Are you...
Let's go.
This is ridiculous. No, I'm going to think, Grimlock, you have actually made like a pulley device.
Yes.
And you've made like some invisible wires. And so he's walking out there with the invisible wires that's pulling him up.
He's like, yes.
Very proud of him.
That's what happens. You get another excitement point. And I think the Circus of Wayward Wonders is going to get a new all-star.
That's fine with me.
I think it's time to
promote the Backup Clown. Most Improved Player Award.
Most Improved. All right. So, Snap, well done. You gained your crew 3 excitement. You guys are sitting at 9 now. 9 out of 16. Getting there. It is time for the grand finale. Can you remind me again who you guys have for
grand finale? It's the Flamboni Sisters, the Featherfall 5, and the Snake Lead. I can't remember her name. I never got her name.
Eliza.
Eliza, yeah, I can write that.
And Mr. Tickles.
You said Tinkles.
It's Tickles.
You said Tinkles.
It's
Tinkles. I remember Tickles. No, said
Tickles. I remember that 17 as well. I just remember something that made me uncomfortable, to be honest.
This whole
bigger's always better.
Bigger's always better. I looked at her snake, remember?
And she wanted you to tickle it or to look at it.
Check
it
out.
And
the snake was sick.
I looked at her snake. Yeah, I did.
I got a lot. I got a sick snake too.
What? Yeah. What?
No.
No. He said he has a sick snake too.
Oh. Oh, okay. That's sick.
It's an innuendo.
That's metal.
It was subtle, but now it's in my face. Yeah. I'm not a fan of it.
Just like the sick snake.
How much of it is in your penis?
He does better with 3 snakes.
No. Oh my god.
No.
This is a Wendy's.
All right. So we have Eliza, we got the Flamboni Sisters, and the Featherfall 5. Grimlock, you see the Featherfall 5?
What?
Give you a thumbs up as you they climb up the ladder.
I give them the cheesiest smile and then thumbs up right back at them.
They're all excited to go perform. They're climbing up a ladder. It's like 50 feet in the air. The audience is enamored by how high they're going. The Flamboni Sisters have taken center stage, and they're lighting up their torches. And Eliza is in the left ring with her giant snake, and they're just sitting patiently, and they're staring up at the Featherfall 5. They've reached the highest point, and they are starting to walk out into the center of their rope.
It would now be a good time to say that I removed the netting like I planned below them.
Now would be a good time for that.
But I made sure that the backup plans are there beneath them. Okay. I'm not totally heartless.
You're gonna have the clown stand at any.
Yeah, they're just like there, yeah, you know, kinda just watching.
Okay. Alright. So are you gonna take it off?
Yeah, that's off. Removing it.
Give me a stealth check.
Okay. Not great stealth. Oh. 19, 17 plus 2.
It's ridiculous. You guys are rolling at the most opportune
time. He's done this before.
No, you really have. So there, before they went up, they, like I said, they gave you a nod, and they are completely trustworthy. They trust you implicitly, and they don't look down for some strange reason. Even though all of a sudden the audience goes, oh, as the nets removed from underneath them. The Featherfall 5 always had a family saying, never look down. And so they're holding true. And they start performing. The Flamboni sisters begin juggling their flames, and Eliza is dancing with the snake. It's like wrapping itself around her. It's going a little bit slower than normal, and not it doesn't go all the way to the top, but it's still happening. So, which ones would you guys want to roll for?
Does it matter
for anyone? No, you guys can roll for. So the Featherfall 5, they get a +8 to acrobatics.
I will roll for Featherfall.
I will put their feet in my hands.
I think he's a perfect person for this, since the net thing. But yeah,
you've already sealed their.
You know, feet. Just kind of, you know,
you might as well
make your bed and lay in it. You know.
Do I go ahead and do that now?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that now?
Okay, +12, right?
+8.
That's 8. 17 plus 8. 25.
Oh. All right. They critically succeed.
Hey.
They are jumping all over the place. They're jumping from line to line. They're jumping over each other. The music's going. The crowd's beating it up. But they are getting a little worried about the net being gone. But because you succeeded, and I said you would gain double the excitement, that's 2 excitement gained, but 1 anticipation gained.
Oh.
Because you critically succeeded.
So what are we at?
You guys are at 17 anticipation and 10 excitement. And wait, I hope someone else is keeping track of this.
Come from?
From the other critical success by Axel.
Yeah. So we had +2 total. So we're at 17 and 10.
I'm going to go ahead and say the Flambonis are going to roll next. Who would like to do that? They get a +7 for deception.
Aqua, why don't you handle that.
I don't know if I want to. There's so much pressure riding on it. What are the bonuses again?
+7.
Plus what?
It's a +7.
Oh boy. +7. And it's the second roll, right?
First roll for the Flamboni sisters.
First
roll. Oh yeah. I'll fucking do that. Let's go.
Hey. Let's get it. 15. That's a 15 plus 7.
22, baby!
So, as they start throwing the flames up in the air, they throw it higher and higher, and Grimlock, you notice the timing of it, and I think, because you've been messing with it a little bit, I think you've made a contraption where the faster it goes, the bigger the flames get.
Yeah, bigger
and it's starting to go faster.
That's
so
sick.
It's beginning to get really exciting over there. That is a +1 to your excitement. Now it's time for Eliza. Eliza gets a +7 for her.
I can.
Who wants to roll that one?
Go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. I did it.
I got smoke coming off my fingertips.
Feed the hot man.
What's her bonus?
+7.
Oh, let's go. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Oh, I got a nat one.
Send in everything. Can he hero point? Can he use his hero point for that?
You can hero point. Oh, no, you can't hero point because it's
but an she NPC. Hasn't used hers yet, though.
But that's true.
That's true. NPCs have hero points. You said it. It's in the rules.
Do you want all your enemies to have hero
points? You know, let's just... we can hop fix that later. Patch notes. We can pass that out.
In that one. Yeah.
All right, so you want to send in those
Yes.
rolls? You get a plus 11 to this roll, so you're not going to critically fail.
Yes, I definitely... Yes, send in the fucking clowns.
All right. So the clowns that are sitting underneath the Featherfall 5 see what's happening over there, and Mr. Tickles is starting to get a little bit too friendly and is hugging Eliza a little bit too hard. She's starting to freak out a little bit. And so they come over and they slowly like loosen Mr. Tickles just a little bit, but they're like playing and like tickling him. So he's like snake laughing and he relaxes a little bit.
Snakes can laugh.
Can you give us a snake?
Yes, please.
That's an example.
No, that was a sprinkler. Snake laugh. Yeah.
Damn. All right. So that's that. Alrighty, so who's next? The Featherfall 5 are next.
Oh my god, remind me where our count is right now.
We need 6 more. We're at 11.
Oh boy. I wish one of you...
I think we're at 11 out of 17.
You're at 11.
You're not even close. This is the last act.
Can we even do it? Even if we succeed?
You can, trust me. There may be another way to gain excitement.
After okay.
Stay tuned, boys.
Let's see here. And they had a plus 8, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
Come on, Featherfalls. Come on.
Featherfall. All right, I'm doing it. Rolling for them. Oh, not great. 10 plus 8 minus 5 is 13.
Send in the backup clown.
Send in the backup
clown. they are doing agile, which means it's only a minus 4.
Still a fail. Thank you, though. 10 plus 8 minus 4.
Yeah, still doesn't.
That was very kind of you.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we're all...
But I have a hero role. And I can use it, too.
We went over this. No.
All I'm imagining right now is like the clowns were underneath the Featherfalls the first time, and then they all ran over to help Eliza, and then they all saw that the Featherfall were struggling, so they ran all the way over again. So there's like doing like this ping pong effect.
That's to the
end. They can't go help.
That's okay. They have Featherfall.
No, it's for the time backup. For Naz.
Oh, the backup.
Hey. The backup. Sixth man of the year.
Jamal Crawford.
Yep.
Ready for me?
Like Lou Will.
Can you go? I'm going to have one of these people fall.
Oh, so, okay. So, this time, not too much makeup. I get my lighter again. You know, I just keep on smoking and eating my cigarettes. So much smoke around me. I get up there, then I just start beatboxing like Rozell and the person in MIB 2 in the mail room.
Man, I hope it sounds better than that.
Like, yeah.
Well, I don't know, because the crowd might be going fucking insane.
Go ahead and roll.
Because they just don't know.
Y'all just ain't listening to it, right?
Yeah, you guys don't know real talent.
Fuck.
Oh, how the mighty have.
Oh,
hero.
Damn.
So this is a backwater town. They don't really know you. Backwater
town. Hero. What's going on?
You can use your hero point if you want.
I think I might want to use my hero point.
This is okay. So, actually, speaking of hero points, this is a new session. This is the first time we've sat down this week. I'll get your hero points back.
Oh wait, so every time we have a new session, we get a hero point back.
Yep.
What?
Me too.
Well, you guys, it doesn't stack. So this is one.
Well, yeah, no, I know that, but that I just mean that, like, you know, we should be using one every session. That's all. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know it was like that.
He told us last week. That's what I've been telling him.
All right. Oh, let's use my hero point. Awesome.
So,
it was even worse.
people just were so confused and not looking
good.
They're like, that was slightly worse too.
You had everyone on the edge of their seats coming out to look at you, and they're a little disappointed.
Like, go back to your early work.
They don't like the new Naz. They want the old Naz.
All right. And then I walk off. I'm just...
You're not a closer. But
during all of that, one of the Featherfall 5's members slipped, fell a little bit, but the crew managed to bring her up as everyone's paid attention to you.
All right.
So that brings it up to another excitement gained. So what is that at? What does that leave you guys at?
12, right?
12.
All right. So over here in the back middle, you guys are hearing a commotion up at the top of the stairs over here, in the middle of the ring, and they're, hey, what's going on down there? I can't see from up here. They gave me these up here seats, and I can't tell who is who. Is there a door still there? Nah, Jalen, there's no doors there. There's no doors there no more. They took the doors out. But I paid to go see the doors, Rovo. I know, Jalen, but we're not here and seeing doors no more. They are causing hysteria at the top. They won't shut up. They're high-fiving each other over this poor person that's sitting in between them. And they've missed their high-fives as the flames go big. Oh, my God, the flames are so big. What's going on? And they're high-fiving vigorously, and they're trying to chest bump each other. And when they do that, they accidentally hit the woman that's in the middle of them, and she falls down.
Vigorous high-fives, huh?
Yeah, vigorous.
Oh. All right.
What do you do with your bros?
I vigorously make out with y'all.
Actually, Rovo is a woman.
Oh, let's see here. Is this them over here?
Yeah.
All right. Security detail making its way over there. 10-4.
Now, as security detail, you can also bring backup if you'd like.
Really?
Yeah. AKA the other players.
Let's see here. Fidget, what are you doing? What have you been doing since you failed at your performance?
Fidget has been... Fidget first, she cleaned herself up because after all, the embarrassment and all that stuff, she kind of had a little bit of a... She had a little bit of a moment, but, you know, she collected herself and still, she came back and watched the rest of the show, clapping and cheering on everybody and just kind of being in awe, trying to forget what had happened to her. So as she hasn't really, been doing anything besides just watch the show.
Okay. Well, before I make my way over there, then, I guess I make it a point to locate you.
Okay.
And see if I could, get your help to kind of check out this security breach we've got, or this commotion that we've got up in the stands. Fidget, would you mind helping me check out this commotion up in the stands?
Yeah, sure. I guess are you sure you want to be asking me? I'm not exactly intimidating, I guess, if I will help wherever I can, so I'll follow your lead.
Your help is greatly appreciated. Joe, can I take more than one?
You can take anyone but Naz because he's a backup clown. He might
need. Fuck, dude. Needed. I was about.
Oh, actually, he's about to.
I was about to ask him because Akbu's been seeing how fucking he's been knocking it out of the fucking park. But damn. All right. Let's see here. I will also ask Snap then. Snap's done, right? Done with this performance.
Would you say this is past performance? Or would I be like,
yeah, like you don't have don't have anything scheduled up right now, right? You're good.
I'm asking Joe what the timing is.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, this is
during the finale. So you're off, Margaret. Yeah, your act is.
So on my way out to the stands to go see what all the commotion is about, I run into Snap, and I ask him as well. Snap, I would very greatly appreciate your help as well. Check out this commotion up in the stands.
I suppose so.
Well, let's get it. All right. So we make our way over to the stands.
All right. As you make your way up, the couple is, I can't believe they took the doors out. Those were the best dwarven throws since Joe Montaigne.
Oh, they're saying dwarves. This whole time, I thought that you were saying doors. like.
No, I'm talking about the dwarves out there. But I was like, I don't know what you were talking about. Joe Montana was a quarterback.
Who's Joe Montana? I've never heard of this name. Is that a god? God in this realm.
Jalen's like, I don't get what you're saying. And he goes ahead and throws a punch at Robo.
So they're fighting amongst themselves.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I don't think I'm going to have a chance to get a word in, but I'm going to go ahead and try to see if I can just talk to them first and have them stop. So I approach them and I'm like, please, can you conduct yourselves accordingly so everybody can enjoy the show?
Oh my goodness, they brought one of them upstairs to talk to us. I can't believe it. And they, Rob was like, oh my goodness, they did it. And she, like, she pushes you. Like, she's so excited.
Oh God. Well, I'm going to continue talking to them and try to be civil about it. So I'm going to try a diplomacy check here.
Yeah, and I'm going to aid because I'm just, I want to resolve this as peacefully as possible, too. So Fidget will be like, will just be like, oh, like, I'm so glad you all are so excited about our show and all, but please, if you, you're being rather loud, and we really appreciate if you save all your loud applause and all your loud compliments for after the show. That's when the entertainers really enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
Jalen, I can't believe it. They brought the juggling failure up here with us.
Can I also aid?
Are you up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He brought both him and Fidget, yeah.
I only see Fidget's icon, that's why.
Oh, my bad. So I continue trying to talk to them. I rolled for diplomacy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to aid, guys?
Got a natural 8.
Snap aid too.
Yeah,
because like with mine, it's like a +2, right? I'm giving him a +2 with the
You have to roll the same check and you have to roll a DC 20 to aid.
Whoa, what?
All right. It's a lot harder to aid now.
What is this? Diplomacy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I got a 17.
I rolled a 12 plus... Sorry, I'm looking for my skills. A 12 plus 7, so yeah, I got 19.
So Aku's 8 stays an 8.
I can't believe they're still trying to talk to us. Yeah, it's obviously not working. And I'm going to pick up this chair right now like this. And he picks up a chair and he's about to swing it at you, Akbu. Go ahead and roll for initiative next week.
That's...
I thought these were bleachers. Are there chairs here now?
They're bleacher chairs.
Oh, they brought like their own little sit.
Yeah, those
You know, like at the basketball game, grandma's come with the extra padding.
Wait, we're going to fight them? We're fighting them?
Apparently.
Hey, y'all. Thanks again for listening to another episode. This episode will be dropping with our episode 1. But from now on, the episodes are going to be dropping weekly. So next week, you'll only get 1 episode. Sorry to disappoint you. Please follow us on Twitter at Makers Misfits. We have a Reddit account at Makers Misfits. We also have an Instagram account at Makers Misfits. That's really easy for you guys. So there's obviously no reason for you not to follow us. Give us likes, retweet. The more you guys retweet, the better chance we'll get another listener just like yourself. Thank you guys for following along, and we'll see you next week.